Welcome to Brewed Insights, the podcast where everyday thoughts and perspectives can turn into profound revelations. I'm Jo. I've spent years guiding individuals through their journeys of self-discovery and growth. I've found the most enlightening moments often occur in the quiet interludes of daily life, particularly over my morning coffee, where revelations would occur. Brewed Insights is born from these moments of reflection, a blend of thoughts, wisdom, perspective, life, and laughs from my experiences and ones shared with clients. Whether you're seeking a spark of joy, a moment of reflection, or a deeper understanding of life's mysteries, I hope to share this journey with you. So grab your cup, find your favorite spot, and let's brew some insights together. Subscribe and join our community of thinkers, dreamers, and speakers. Hi, everybody. It's Jo. Welcome to another episode of Brewed Insight. This episode is, I don't know, something that I was inspired to do and talk about from something I accidentally came across the other day that was really speaking to details of do everything this way and you'll be successful, and kind of, rubbing me the wrong way. Maybe pissed me off a little bit too, because I don't think that's fair. So, of course, here it is. The episode is Dare to be Different. Can you? I hope this episode inspires you to connect with who you really are and be proud and brave to embrace the world as yourself. The truth is, there is no one like you. You are an original copy. And I say go with it. This episode was inspired by the realization that there is so much out there on the internet, social media platforms, etc., literally everywhere, and even in the people in our lives sometimes. Lots of thoughts and opinions and perspectives. While mine is not any better or not than another, this topic is food for thought while navigating life in general. So let's get to it and talk about daring to be different. Do you find yourself noticing that everything kind of seems like it's all the same? Everything sort of is just blending into this big blur of, wow, that looks like that and that looks like that. You know, even when I watch certain programs with my husband sitting on the couch at night, we have these nice little evenings. We have our favorites, and some of them are those home shows from HGTV. And I really like the certain individuals that feel authentic, just like genuinely good people that really care, really care. And even though they may be struggling a little bit in their lives with trying to fit into this perfect world of be this way, do it this way, act this way, look this way, talk this way, they're still trying to be authentic, and I really resonate with that, and I would like to talk more about it because I think we need to get off our butts and stop trying to be what everybody else is and stop listening to all these things out there that are suggesting we be a copycat. Everywhere we turn, we're slowly nudged towards sameness. Dress this way. Post this way. Speak in this style. Build your podcast this way. Build your blog this way. Make sure everything looks exactly the same all the time. Don't change the fonts. Don't change the style. You will be successful. I think that's a load of crap. I really do. And you know what? It's part of the reason why I kind of resist. And if you look at my stuff, you'll notice. I mean, I do sort of follow some things in a pattern. Because, of course, you don't want gross. You have to be a little bit artistic and creative, yes? But I don't think it has to be perfect. Because sometimes the true message is in the message itself, whether it be personal or professional, in the product itself. And I believe beauty lies in honesty, in embracing your own way, your own rhythm, your own unique design. Social media has risen and it's endless. And there is endless access to inspiration and ideas. But it's also really, really developed a culture of replication. Copycatters. Now, they do say the most form of a compliment is somebody wanting to copy you. And I guess that's true to a level. But I don't know that it is in its entirety. Yes? You know what I mean. These algorithms out there, they're rewarding conformity and boosting what's familiar over what's daring and new. Best practices tell you how to design, post, speak for success. If you stray from this invisible script, the world suggests you might fail. I don't think that's true. It's funny, I use the word conformity in here and I'm laughing inside my head. My father is no longer alive, but many, many years ago, he said, "Oh, Joe, you're so not a conformist." And I kind of was like, what does that mean? And over the years, I realized exactly what he meant. It's funny. It's cute. He noticed he was right. I like to be me. And I still like to be me. Even over the years, as I have grown and changed and also gone through some big heaps of stuff and continue to grow and change and heal. And I think it's being me is what people are usually drawn to and why they want to talk to me and why they want to listen. You know, that's why I did well with clients one-on-one. Back to it. So what is happening right now when everything looks and sounds and feels the same? We're drowning in echoes of nothing. And we're losing the message, I think. We're losing the point. What gets lost is the raw, natural, imperfect, honest magic of individuality, our own voice, our own perspectives, our own styles. And sometimes even the pressure of having to be a specific style, you know, is debilitating for some people. It's damaging it, actually. They're already trying to heal from something and feeling that need to be a specific way, act a specific way, dress a specific way, is actually debilitating because it's giving them pressure that is unnecessary. They're not allowed the freedom to find who they really are and feel comfortable with themselves. That's not fair. And I think the saddest thing is creativity becomes diluted and possibly lost. And that's not something we want as a world. We want people to use their own creativity, their own mind, their own feelings, thoughts, interests, ideas, way of being, to just have an idea that pops and works for them that is new and awesome. No, this is why we have new technologies and this is how the world grows and changes, is from that individual person that strives, or people. The irony is, while conformity may feel safe, it's in our unique quirks, our unique thoughts, and ways of being that resonate most deeply with others. These are the parts that we are drawn to, that create emotions, connections within us. Think about those you admire. Not because you blended in, but because they stood out. Their authenticity inspires us. When you dare to be different, you create from within, not from the pressure to fit in. You attract the people who align with the real you, not just the surface version of who you think you should be. And you stand in a truth which builds trust, a rare and beautiful commodity in a polished, filtered world. Trust is a big deal. And I'm watching the world right now thinking, I think that's, you know, the anger, part of the anger that seems to be growing and expanding in so many ways, is that people don't feel that trust. They're not feeling that connection, that they can trust anything or anyone anymore. And that's sad. So where did we go wrong? And how can we motivate a shift and a change? Being different doesn't mean being loud or shocking for the sake of it. It simply means showing up, honestly. In an overthought out world is like an open window. It lets in the light, the air, and connection, which is what we all need. There's something undeniably magnetic about honesty, don't you think? Whether it's in how you speak or how you dress or how you share your work with the world, authenticity carries a quiet power. Sometimes not a quiet power, a loud power. It resonates and it stands out. People feel it when someone isn't trying to fit into a mold, but is instead showing up as they are, raw and unfiltered. When you dare to be different, you open a door to true connection. Your quirks, your ideas, your originality act as a bridge, reaching the people who are waiting for you, not another version of someone else. Think about the artists and creators and thought leaders who have moved you. Were they following the herd, or were they stepping boldly into their own space? They stood apart not because they were trying to be different, but because they were true to themselves. I'm going to tell you this story. It's in the same thing, but you're going to wonder why I'm going here. But you'll see right at the very last sentence that I say, because it's in my head right now, and I know this will make you see it. I remember noticing some specific things a few years ago when first meeting a person during the time of my PTSD. I'm not going to get into the details, but it's interesting for me to look back and see that person and how they presented with very specific language and buzzwords. And I really hate buzzwords. Oops. I really hate buzzwords. They last all of a month until the next one. And it's also part of why we all feel the need to label everything and every emotion. Anyways, the few little things that were so copied that this person was articulating and behaving like, really kind of, they rubbed me gently the wrong way because I was struggling during that time. And normally I would have actually realized that this person was not authentic and not honest, which in the specific situation was necessary for a healthy relationship under the circumstances. However, my PTSD got in the way of me seeing the warning signs, sadly. But boy, do I see that fake person now. And who wants that in their life? It's funny, with PTSD, one struggles to be normal, which is the conundrum, because what is normal? I tell you this, it most certainly is not a cookie-cutter template of being. Is it worth the risk to be yourself? To be authentic? To be more honest? It doesn't have to be big. Start small. It's okay. But allow yourself to connect to who you really are so that people can really connect to who you are also. And that just will take itself and expand in all areas of your life. Choosing authenticity is not always easy. It comes with vulnerability and the possibility of rejection. Some may not understand you or your vision, your style, or your voice, and that's okay. The path of different isn't about pleasing everyone. It's about aligning with yourself and attracting the people who get it. There's no truer truth than that. Because, of course, our flavor isn't for everybody. The truth is, honesty and originality are timeless. While trends fade, what's real and genuine endures. Your own style doesn't need permission. Your own voice doesn't need to sound like everyone else's. Your own way of creating, living, or leading can redefine what success looks like. And it can inspire someone or multiple people. And you may never know that, but it can seriously make a difference that is huge. Your difference is your superpower. Dare to design your life, your art, your business, or your dreams in a way that feels true to you. Refuse to water yourself down to fit in, whether it's the clothes you wear, the message you share, or the way you show up in the world. Let it carry your essence. I will say this, still try to be kind. Still try to understand others. That also makes a difference. He doesn't mean just go all roughshod. But hey, sometimes you got to do that too. The world doesn't need another copy. It needs you, each and every one of you, for who you really are. That's it for now. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, maybe consider sharing it. It's a simple way to help others discover something that they might enjoy or find helpful too. And as always, I would really love to hear your thoughts, so feel free to reach out to me on social media. I'm everywhere at Mindsets, space, Mindset with an S, or pop over to joeharris.blog. Let's keep the conversation going. I'll see you next time. See you soon.